Well, good morning. I walk in peace, I live in love, and I create a community of harmony wherever I go. That is our theme for the month of March. And to support our theme, we're standing up and stepping out. Last week, Reverend Debbie gave you a call to action to live in peace. This morning, I want to explore the nature of God's love and how to express it. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore in Talks on Truth said this, "God's love for us is beyond description, a love so tender and so deep that it cannot be mentioned in the same breath with the ordinary love as known by the world. The great love of being is deeper and wider than the thoughts and the words we have encompassed since the beginning of language. It can be known only on its own plane. And we must awaken within ourselves the capacity to feel a mighty love before we can comprehend how great God's love is." We must awaken within ourselves the capacity to feel a mighty love before we can comprehend how great the love of God is. And that's what we want to do today, to awaken within ourselves the capacity to feel a mighty love so that we can express that love out into the world. And I'd like to share with you a true story written by Father John Powell, a professor of theology at Loyola University in Chicago. He writes about a student in his theology of faith class named Tommy. Tommy had long hair, which he was very proud of, and he combed it often, and actually he was rather cocky. He turned out to be the atheist in residence in the course. He constantly smirked at, whined about, or joked about the possibility of an unconditioning living God. And this is what Powell writes. "We lived with each other in relative peace for one semester, although I admit that at times he was a pain in the back pew. When he came up at the end of the course to turn in his final exam, he asked in a cynical tone, 'Professor Powell, do you think I'll ever find God?' And without hesitating for a minute, the professor said, 'No.' Well, Tommy was a bit taken aback by this, but he showed little reaction. He said, 'Why not? I thought that was the product that you were pushing.' Well, Powell let him get a few steps out of the room, and he said, 'Tommy, you may not find God. He will surely find you.' So Tommy shrugged and left. Later, Powell heard that Tommy had graduated, and then a sad report came. He found that Tommy had cancer. And before he could seek Tommy out, Tommy showed up in his classroom one day. And Tommy said, 'Professor Powell, I'm sick, very sick. I have cancer in both lungs. But I wanted to talk to you about that comment that you made to me the last day of class.' He said, 'You told me,' and I was quite surprised that you didn't think I'd ever find God, but he would surely find me. Well, when they found this lump in my groin, I began the search for God. And I beat on the bronze doors of heaven. I cried out, I pled, and nothing happened. So then I just gave up. I said, 'Look, you know how you feel when you try and you struggle to get something and nothing happened, you give up.' Then I remembered something else you said in the class. You said that it would be a shame for anyone to leave this world without letting someone else or the people we love know it. So I began with the hardest one, my dad. He was reading the newspaper when I approached him. Dad, I'd like to talk with you. Well, talk. And I said, but Dad, it's really important. So we lowered the newspaper down about 3 inches. And finally, the dad looked at him and says, what is it? He says, Dad, I love you. I really love you, and I want you to know it. Tommy smiled as he spoke about showing how happy he felt. He said, my dad did something he had never done before. He grabbed me. He hugged me. We cried and walked and talked all night long. Professor, I have to tell you, that was the happiest day of my life. So then, the tough one out of the way, I moved on to my mother and my sister and brother, and the same thing. They cried with me, we talked, we had such a wonderful time, and I felt so elevated. I was only sorry about one thing. I had waited so long. Here, I was just beginning to open up to all the people that I really love. Then one day, I turned around, and God was there. God didn't come when I begged and pleaded. Apparently, God does things in his own way. But the important thing was, he found me. You were right. He found me when I stopped looking for him. Tommy Powell said, I think you're saying something pretty important here and is more universal than you realize. To me, what you're saying is the surest way to find God is to open up to love. Tom, the professor, asked him, I'd like to ask you one thing. Would you please come to our theology class and share that with people? You know, you were quite a pain when you were in there, and I think hearing that from one of their peers would be more meaningful. Tommy said, oh, professor, back up, wait. I was ready for you. I'm not sure I'm ready for them, but he agreed to come. However, Tommy never made it. He had another appointment far more important than the one with Powell in the class. Before he died, he called and talked to his professor one more time. I'm not going to make it to your class, he said. I know, Tom. Will you tell them for me? Will you tell the whole world for me? I will, Tom. I'll tell them. I'll do my best. So to all of you who are kind enough to listen this morning to the simple story about God's love, thank you for listening. And to you, Tommy, somewhere in the light of eternity, I told them, Tommy, I told them the best that I could. My message, we must awaken in ourselves the capacity to feel a mighty love so that we can comprehend how great God's love is for us. I'm hoping right now, in this very moment, you are willing to awaken the capacity within yourself to feel the capacity for God's love. And what I want you to know is, it is that power that empowers you. It is that power that sustains you. It is that power that guides you, that protects you, that comforts you, that heals you. It is that love that we were all meant to express. So, my friends, here is your call to action this week. open yourself to the love within you. If you find yourself in a situation that appears to be without love, let go of any hostility, any anger, any resentment, any bitterness. These situations call for a more and urgent need for love. Here's what Ernest Holmes writes. If we would look for a God of love, we must look long and deeply into each other. We must look away from the differences until we penetrate into the unity of the whole. Love alone reveals love. Hate but hides the gleam. So I say to each of you this morning, you be the love. You be the one to turn on the light. You be the one to show kindness, compassion, care, to be understanding and thoughtful. You be the one to help awaken in another the capacity for love. How? Let's use the words of Gandhi. Be the change that you want to see in the world. You must become the love that you are seeking and begin by recognizing that divine presence, that divine love that lives within you. And again, you say, well, how? Let's begin by sitting in the silence. Sit in the presence. And as you breathe in each breath, imagine yourself breathing in love. And do this often enough and frequently enough until you find yourself becoming that love. When I'm honored to do prayer treatments, either from the box or for myself or for loved ones, I sit in the silence and I cover. Not only do I go through the steps, but I mentally and emotionally cover that person with love. And I have to say to you, not only during those moments do I feel that love, I feel the love for the other person, I feel the other person becoming healed. You must awaken within yourself the capacity to feel love. So another call to action this week. Are you willing to spend 5 to 10 minutes in the silence working on an opportunity for change? Change in a relationship? Change in your health? Change in any opportunity that you would like to see come into your life? First, awaken within yourself the love of spirit, and then cover that situation with love and speak it into being with deep conviction, spiritually resolve in your mind with love any situation you want to heal. If you find that divine presence within you, or when you find it, fall in love with it. Use the same love. Remember that first love? All the fantasy that we put around it? And what joy we felt? Let's bring that same visualization, that same emotional feeling to the situation that you are wanting to resolve, or the intention that you want to bring into reality. We're going to get lots of opportunities in our Prosperity Plus program to bring a lot of stuff into reality. So I'm just getting you warmed up. I talked with a person in one of my classes about love and teaching the basics class. And she said to me, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no conception of that. Those are just words. They have no meaning to me. It's so abstract. How will I know when I feel it? Help me to understand. And what I said was, have you ever been in the presence of someone that made you feel warm and comfortable? Have you, and I'm sure you have, each of us has, been in situations where we have expressed warmth, kindness, compassion? That emotion is what I call love. And divine love is even more yummy. Show that kindness, that warmth, that caringness. And I always think of my mom when I think about love, because she had a special way of showing love through her eyes, through her kind and gentle manner. And I remember her reaction with a great grandchild. When he was a baby and she had become disabled, then she would say, put him in my lap, I'll change his diaper. If he started crying, bring him to me, I'll take care of him. And so this little child learned through her this capacity for love. And when he got so he could crawl, he would actually crawl over to her chair, and then he'd crawl up, pull up on the chair, and he'd crawl up her leg, and he would sit in her lap. Mm-hmm. And then my mom left us. And traditionally in my house, for holidays, we have a gratitude circle or prayer circle. And so my mom had recently made her transition, and so as each one of us went around the room, we referenced my mother and missing her or what have you. And when it came to this little boy, 7 years old, who could take no more, he says, my grandmother is not gone. My grandmother is right here in this room. So what I'm saying to you this morning is, let's use the wisdom of that seven-year-old. Divine love is right here in this room. Divine presence is right here within each of us. So let's acknowledge it and send it out into the world. I have another brief family story to tell you. My sister recently retired as deputy director for children's services in Los Angeles County, and I had the honor of attending her retirement party. They asked that the family remain outside of the room until everyone was seated. And so when we entered the room, I opened my eyes in amazement. It looked like this room was fit for the coronation of a queen. It was all in lavenders and purples, and they had the organza backs on the chairs, and it was just extraordinary. But what was more extraordinary to me was the standing ovation and the applause that my sister got. It seemed to go on forever. Well, so I looked around, her face was on this cake, and people, after they went through her career, they invited people to the podium and they began to talk about this woman. And as I listened, I say, yo, so that's my sister. She had created an organizational culture based on love. She had developed managers and supervisors and secretaries and caused some people to go to school and further their education, and now they were no longer secretaries, but they were caseworkers. I said, this is amazing. Do I know this lady? Do I know this woman? The love in the room was overwhelming. So what I'm saying this morning, my friends, is that it will come back to you. The divine presence is within you. Honor it, share it wherever you are. I was doing an intermission at a theater, and you know how the lines get long, and the ladies, you know about this. And so we had worked, I had working my way forward, and I turned around, and there was a woman on a walker, and she had become tired, and she was no longer leaning on the walker, she was leaning against the wall, slumped against the wall. So I was happy when it became my turn. I deferred to her. And then the woman behind me deferred to me. Love truly is circular. Give it out. It will come back to you. Greet the world with namaste. The God in me acknowledges the God in you. And when the God in you acknowledges the God in me, and vice versa, we will be living love. So it is.